Hello, it's the 1st of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A case of mistaken identity afforded a Dunstable man an overnight stay in jail. The man, who has not been identified, was detained back in February under an Environmental Health Act charge. He repeatedly told officers that he was innocent and unaware of any offence, but was still ordered to spend a full night in jail. The next day, he was led to the courthouse in handcuffs. Subsequent inquiries revealed a computer error. The warrant, issued by Luton Magistrate Courts, should have been delivered to a person with the same name, but in a different town. The victim lost a day of work and had to explain the situation to his employer. He was also left to justify the police presence to his neighbours. Through a civil liberties case statement, later on he received £5,900. Liam Brickley has been jailed for illegally obtaining over £40,000 worth of drugs from pharmacies in Luton and Dunstable. The 49-year-old Londoner, who wrote over 92 fake prescriptions using four different identities, has received an 18-month sentence. A double blockbuster dose at the box office is benefiting Bedford's local economy. The success of Barbie, based on the Mattel doll, and Oppenheimer, a film about the leading scientist responsible for the birth of the atom bomb, are breaking attendance records at View Cinema in Bedford. Prior to and following more viewings, patrons are pouring into local restaurants, bars, and coffee houses. Business owners have welcomed the increased foot traffic. Participants in the Race for Life event at Priory Country Park in Bedford over the weekend managed to raise over £150,000 for cancer research. Almost 2,000 people took part in the various races, which ranged from 3K to 10K. That's it for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.